Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler. Ciao.
We have the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
We have
the
network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Sunday night, June 19th, 2011, and it's Mega Show. And I'm Vince in the Bay, and my fucking phone is blowing up right now. All right, shouts out to 50 Rubles playing playing music at top volume in the room next door, behind paper thin walls. Oh, and now there's a knock at the door.
What? Yeah, come in. What?
That's what I thought. Shouts out to Alcoholic, Beach Bum 55, Dr. Herpington, John Brand, and 3 Abu, and one guest listener. Yeah, what's up with that? There's no Skype button on the dealio tonight. I don't get that. There is a number, if you can remember it. I think it's BTR something or other 1 or BTR something or other 2. You should have it in your, if you've called in on Skype, you should have it in your Skype history. Good times. It's Mega Show. That means, I don't know, should I get on my megaphone? Yeah, it's Mega Show. Oh, he turned down the music. That's cool. See, that's the thing, is all you have to do is be louder than your neighbors. Oh, no, he just changed the song. My bad. God damn it. I'm trying to do a broad... Okay, so 50 Rubles spends the whole day... next door, it's completely quiet the entire day. And then right about 5 minutes before my broadcast goes live, he decides it's time to play hip-hop at maximum volume. Yeah, he knows Vince in the Bay goes live at 11 p.m. every night. There's no loud music until, around 11 p.m. every night. Ah, man. Out of control. Let's see if I have. I have no callers on the switchboard. The line's wide open. If anybody wants to call in and join me, feel free to do so. If not, I'm just going to chat about whatever the hell I feel like it. And I don't know if you heard about this, but these hackers are going absolutely bonkers right now on the internet. Today, Bitcoin got hacked. A certain exchange, excuse me, a popular exchange which trades Bitcoins, the exchange got hacked, and it got hacked, and a bunch of accounts were compromised. Over something like 61,000 accounts were compromised, and it drove the price of Bitcoins down to zero. So that happened today. This is off of Wired.com. The Bitcoin community faced another crisis on Sunday afternoon as the price of the currency on the most popular exchange, Mt. Gox, fell from $17 to pennies in a matter of minutes. Trading was quickly suspended, and visitors to the homepage were redirected to a statement blaming the crash on a compromised user account. Mt. Gox's Mark Karpeles said the exchange would be taken offline to give administrators time to roll back the suspect transactions. The extent of the compromise became clear when a copy of Mt. Gox's user database began circulating online. The file included username, email address, and hashed password for thousands of Mt. Gox users. Karpeles' statement updated to acknowledge the breach. He warned users who have reused the Mt. Gox passwords on other sites to change them. The crash appears to be the fault of the Mt. Gox exchange rather than a collapse in the value of the currency itself, as the integrity of Bitcoin's underlying peer-to-peer transaction clearing process does not appear to have been compromised. Prices at a competing exchange showed Bitcoins trading down about 25% to $13 per Bitcoin early today, although since then it has edged up slightly. So you're going to start hearing people saying that Bitcoin got hacked, Bitcoin got hacked, Bitcoin got hacked. Bitcoin did not get hacked, all right? But Bitcoin prices on a very popular exchange, the most popular exchange, fell to zero because of compromised accounts. So I don't know who has claimed responsibility for this. It doesn't say anything about our good friends the Lowell's boat. But let me finish up this article here. So it's been a bad week for Mt. Gox, which until now had been the most popular method for converting between Bitcoins and more conventional currencies. Earlier in the weekend, it was reported that the site was vulnerable to a cross-site request forgery in which a logged-in user blah 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 blah. Okay, it's been a wild couple of months for Bitcoin traders. Between April and June, the currency rose from $1 to more than $30. This month, though, it fell back to $10 and rose again to $20. And it was at 17 at the beginning of this weekend before a string of bad news pushed it all the way down to pennies. So, yeah, this is just another sort of speed bump in this whole Bitcoin genesis. Bitcoin is in its infancy, and I'm a little skeptical. I'm not really convinced that anything I put online is safe at this point. So the last thing I'm going to do is invest in some sort of digital currency. Excuse me if I'm a little naive or apprehensive, but that's just how I'm feeling. I'm not feeling this Bitcoin thing. I like the idea. I like the concept. But right now, I'm a sideline hoe on this one. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to sit this one out. I'm over here in the sidebar checking out the Bitcoin deal, and I'll see how it plays out. This is, you know, this is not good. This is a minor setback. I don't think this means the end of Bitcoin. Bitcoin will continue, obviously, but this is certainly a setback. What do you think? Do you even give a shit? Give me a call. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have Alcoholic, Beachbum 55, Dr. Herpington, John Brand, R. Banos, Red Medicine, 3 Abu, and What the Fuck Radio. Nice. Thanks for coming out, kids. It's Sunday night. The lines are wide open. Call me, won't you? Don't be shy. I have some folks on the line. Kishu's here. What's up, Kishu?
Oh, not much, Baby Buns. How are you tonight?
I'm good, honey.
Yeah,
I'm just,
me too. Me too.
I'm doing really, really, really doing well. What? I'm, you know, I just trying to catch up on stuff. I was away from the internet for a little bit, and I don't know. Did you hear about this Bitcoin exchange getting
that's
hacked?
Yeah, that's why I haven't called in the last 10 minutes, is I was busy retweeting about all that. That's insane.
Mt. Gox.
I slept almost half of the day, so. And then I woke up and I sapped hard, and you know all about that. That would be the best.
Yeah.
And then here I am. And now I gotta put my dress back on and walk outside and smoke a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. It's all right. You deserve it, sister. You know, take your time. It's all good. We're just getting settled in here. The show is just getting underway. If you're just joining us, I'm talking about Bitcoin. What do you think? Are you what would you invest in Bitcoin at this point, Kishu?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Do you even like understand the concept of what a Bitcoin is?
Yeah, and it's just never going to work. I just don't think it'll ever work. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Either way, hack call. What are you talking about? But anyway, I just got a weird message. I don't know, dude. I'm glad that I was going to donate through Bitcoin to a certain lowly group of people.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And I'm glad that I didn't do that. So, you know. It wasn't going to do it for a few months anyways, but I'm glad that this thing has happened, so now that I know that it's really not the safest route to go.
I think eventually everything will be in the clouds. That's what they want everything to be, and I think that's... Everything will be there, but it has to be proven to be secure. And right now, it's obviously not secure. So the concept of the Bitcoin, I don't have a problem with Bitcoin in general. I'm not in a position where I can gamble on it. It's a risky investment, and I think people that have disposable. This is the thing that I was always taught with investing is, don't invest what you can't afford to lose. Like seriously,
yeah, exactly.
You don't invest in anything, even if you think it's a sure thing, unless you are, you know, you're going to be okay with completely taking a total loss, like a complete loss. And people with that in that position where they have a good chunk of change that they can just throw around, sure, invest in some bitcoins and see what happens. You know, it's obviously a very volatile market right now. You probably could make a lot of money day trading this. It sounds like it's a very volatile thing. You know, it said in the last month it's bounced from $10 to $20. I mean, if you played your bitcoins right, you could have doubled your money right there. And I'm sure somebody did.
I think
but
that,
somebody,
you know,
but at the same time, somebody's losing their money, losing their balls too, you know?
Yeah. I think that if it was more secure, then awesome. But it's never going to work the way it is. You know what I mean? It's obviously not secure. And I mean, it's a great concept, I think. I just think that they need to work on it a little bit. There you go. Sorry, I'm getting so distracted here with the chat. Okay. I need to get dressed
Who are you chatting with? Who are you chatting with?
Jelly, baby. You Jelly?
Yeah, I am. Who are you
chatting? Your fucking chat room, dummy.
Oh, my chat room. Oh, what's up? What's going on there?
I don't know. It was all going fast. I was trying to read it and I got distracted. You're so jelly, Vince in the Bay.
I have jelly rolls. Although my jelly rolls are slowly going away, kids. Not going to be. It's going to be. I'm down to just like a couple thousand now. I used to have millions.
Hold on, I got
to
put on my clothes.
Yeah, me too. Hang on, let me do that too, hon.
Okay, back.
Hey, while we're putting our clothes back on, let's play a little Jump into the Fog, shall we?
Yes, please.
All right, we'll do that. Enjoy. Call me. 347-826-7667. And now a gay music break by the Wombats.
Bring your own UV ray. It's not a big problem.
It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right, Vince.
And so Keisha. Hard on the wombats.
What?
Why does everyone have to hate so hard on the wombats? They're so good.
Who's hating on the wombats? Wait, who's hating on the wombats?
The whole entire chat room is hating on the wombats right now.
Why do you pay so much attention to the chat room?
Well, now I'm not paying attention to the chat room. I'm in the back freezer looking for something to eat.
I don't know why you grow. First of all, I don't understand why you chicks on BTR. Every time I listen to these BTR shows with these whores that get on the mic and try to pretend like they know what they're doing, they all get distracted with the chat room. You're all worried about. You're all fussy and worried about. You're all worried about what people are saying in the chat room. Nobody gives a shit.
If I thought that I had any talent to do a show, I would have my own show. Okay, that's why I call in and I wreck your show. So I can still have fun and talk shit and be myself. And yeah, I don't have to, you know, worry about all the fucking shit that goes behind having your own show. So, anyways, fucking Vince. I don't have any good wine. I only have bullshit wine, and I really want to drink some wine right now.
You've been
whining. Ow.
you've been whining plenty.
You know what? Dude, my grandparents bought fucking like $1,000-something worth of steak the other day from this guy, like that comes, you know, where they sell like the prime cuts or whatever. And fucking, they bought like T-bones alone, 54 T-bones, okay? And like a bunch of sirloins, all kinds of shit, right? And it's like every time I open the freezer, all I see is all this fucking meat. I'm like, what the fuck is even happening? Why did they, I mean, what happens if the power goes out or something? You know? I mean, it's so silly. But I don't know. My grandparents are like, I guess they're kind of like me in that sense. They're always like afraid of the apocalypse coming, except for they think it's going to be like, you know, some war, and I think it's going to be like zombies. But anyways, or aliens, you know, aliens would be pretty windy.
Or a war, so, with, how about a war between zombies and aliens?
Hell yes.
Then everybody would be
okay,
right.
Well, shut up, Vince. I'm speaking so. Anyways,
yes, go ahead.
We have two refrigerators and a huge like freezer, you know, like the thing that, you know. Okay, anyways, and they're like, it's full of shit. There's so much fucking food in this house. I think we'll probably make it for a couple of years if we had to, and we could like drink water from the pool with the toads if we had to. Okay. Anyways, you can talk again now. I just don't know what the fuck the big deal is with buying all the fucking meat, you know? Seriously. They spend money so frivolously. And they think I'm bad, you know?
Yeah. All right. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. We got callers.
You know what? I care.
Let's go. Area code, a blocked number. You're on the air. What's up, caller? Caller,
yes.
You're on the air. Yeah. Who's
this,
that?
This is Goose. What up?
Oh,
wow,
Goose, hey.
Baby.
Yeah,
up,
I had a, like, there's no Skype button, so I guess that's why you couldn't see my name.
Oh, yeah, what's up with that? No Skype button tonight.
Dude,
Skype
we've
button
been having all sorts of wonky shit happen today. Actually, last night you were on my broadcast. I actually got shut down.
Oh, wait.
But it actually was.
I'm going to mute. Hold on.
Yeah.
And I'll fill you in on that, I mean, if you want to hear about it. But it all ties in everything. The Steve Ogles crew, BWC, Knucklebones, when I trolled him, like, it all ties together. Yeah, everything with Freedomizer. So I think I'm actually coming full circle here, and I'm getting somewhere. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that want me off of Freedomizer. But, I'm in a love-hate relationship with everybody. Like, either you know, you're cool with me or you fucking hate
You know what? Yeah, okay, this is what I have. Here's my analysis, if you don't mind. I see that they obviously have a problem disassociating Wild Goose, the Freedomizer talk show host, from Wild Goose, the internet butt-stalking troll.
Yep. Yep.
They're two separate entities. They don't understand that they are two separate entities.
Well, here's the thing. I they sort of juxtaposed each other last night, and they don't like that.
Oh,
and
you did. Oh, dude, tell.
I started out trolling Freedomizer. That's how like I ended up getting on the air there. I started trolling False Flag, which is kind of the more lighthearted show they have on there where they actually do prank calls. But then they had me prank call with them, and then I started co-hosting, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I'm doing my own show. Why don't I just bring it over to Freedomizer? But then I started trolling last night, like hardcore trolling. My friend and I, we came up with this Janet Napolitano bit on our way up from Florida, and we just had all this fucking material on standby. And I said, okay, well, 30 minutes into the show, we'll have you call in from JNappy57, and we'll just roll back and forth. And people fucking loved it. But right as I said, okay, well, we've got JNappy coming on the air, I got shut down. The switchboard went out, and the chat got shut down about three or four times. But then they kept just signing into the chat to knock me off. So I played it off like it was the internet kill switch, and it got all the conspiracy nutters that tune in to...
Brilliant.
Yeah,
good move.
And they figured out, like, okay, well, he's not going to get off because I kept coming back. They even deleted the show, so I had to reschedule.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up doing a four-hour broadcast. Well, it was like 4.5 hours because I went into archive. Plus, I had that 30 minutes from the show that got canceled. So I'm pretty sure it was proof negative. I narrowed down the leads. You know, he's innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, it's his network. He can do what he wants. But I would have appreciated it more had he actually approached me personally and said, hey, I don't want you to say nothing about Janet Napolitano. But for me, this is, I don't know, like I try to tap into that divisiveness that exists within the freedom movement or what they call the freedom movement, because a lot of them aren't for actual freedom. They just want a religious theocracy. You have the one nation under Godders, and then you have the actual constitutionalists that want free speech. And to me, that's what Anonymous stands for. We stand for free speech. And you're either going to say we have complete free speech or we don't. You know, you're with us or against us. You know, we're Anonymous. We're Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. It's fairly fucking simple. So when you have prude-ass hosts on there, or even Knucklebones or other hosts on BTR that come out and say, oh, well, he should be a host on Freedomizer, says who, you know? But, yeah, for them to go in and delete the clips I was going to play at the beginning and shut me out, yeah, I wasn't too happy about that, but I pressed on. I was like, you know, I don't care if they're going to shut me down. I'll press on like a boss. And I ended up actually getting more higher ratings than everybody on Saturday night, or just Saturday in general on Freedomizer. So I was pretty happy about those numbers, and, you know, people were just rolling in their seats when we had JNappy on, and it was a good show. It was funny. And we actually touched on some serious subjects later, so I thought it was worth it. I'm glad they shut me down. It was good. But hopefully I can stay on there, but they actually kicked me out of the Facebook group. Like, this is Facebook conference room for Freedomizer, and yeah, they kicked me out of there, so I know it wasn't just a BTR glitch. But yeah, in the meantime, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Well, keep us informed, bro. Hey, I want to get you to chime in on Bitcoin. Do you own any Bitcoin? Even if you do or if you don't, would you be interested in investing in it now or in the future?
I'm sorry, Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin.
Like, I bit a coin. I've never heard of it. I'll have to look it up.
Right.
Like
Bitcoin.
I'm a member of the Lemon Party.
This is not one of those things, dude. All right, I'll put the link.
You seriously don't know what Bitcoin is?
That doesn't ring a bell at all.
Are you serious, dude?
Oh, wild goose.
Are you trolling us, bro? Here,
I'm trolling.
He is trolling. All right. Well, whatever.
Wild
goose
is so intelligent.
Nah, he knows what it is.
I'm gonna finish cooking my dinner and mute for a minute, so you guys can go ahead and talk. Have fun.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll be back in a minute. You're welcome.
Thanks for your permission to continue the show without you.
Is it like a finger box? Would you guys invest in finger boxes? I actually own some stock in finger boxes.
What are they going for right now?
About $300 for like a wholesale crate of finger boxes. Like they go by crates. You know, oil has barrels. Well, finger boxes are quantified by crates. and there's 200 per crate. Bitcoin community. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to do research on this and get back to you on it. I have no idea what the fuck it is.
Oh, wow. I thought you'd be up on this. You ever listen to Free Talk Live?
Peer-to-peer. Oh, my. Wait, this sounds really fucking interesting, actually. Peer-to-peer digital currency. Yeah, okay. I'm definitely going to research this. I have no idea. I need to read more into it, but yeah, I'll get back to you on that. That sounds cool.
Red Medicine, what the fuck are you saying? If I'm going to bore you with Bitcoin news, at least give current news. What are you talking about? What did I what? I gave you an article. I read an article that came out today. How is that not current? Is there something that came out like 2 seconds ago? This came out. It says June 19th, 2011, 11:39 p.m. Okay, that sounds pretty goddamn current to me, bro. I don't know how more current I can get. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, one thing I was going to note earlier, how the Steve Ogles crew fit into everything. There was another host on Freedomizer that threw up the video of, you know the one I made where it was, you know, you had Steve all back at the beginning. I threw it over a rap beat. Well, they threw that into their chat room. They're like, yeah, this is what this guy's about. We've exposed him as a government agent and stuff like that. And I was like, no, we just exposed this fucking criminal troll on BTR, like, it's not really a big secret that I'm a troll, so you know, great job. Golf clap, sack for life. And, yeah, I threw that out there. I actually posted it on my Facebook. I was like, yeah, it's out there, so, you know, fuck off. But hopefully they'll keep me on because I can pull the ratings like I did last night, so.
Doc's party, fuck the world.
Yep. Party hard.
Oh, hell yeah. No, I mean, dude, seriously, like, fucking... You know, come at me, people. You know, I mean, I've already been come at. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, I
come
don't know why.
Her.
I mean,
come
I understand
on. You're
why.
Come on
yes,
her.
Yes, yes, yes. That come is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Come
I'll
on.
Come at
hell,
your
yeah.
face and throat.
Yeah.
Oh, please do. But seriously, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I can understand some people wanting to be anonymous for certain reasons, but I really have no reason. I mean, everybody docks the hell out of me, and I, you know, I don't know how to use the internet. I don't know how to protect myself. So it's my own fucking damn, you know, stupid fault for being uneducated. And it's your own damn fault for making videos like that. So I'm glad you're not mad, because if you were, I'd probably say you were a homophag. But, you know, you're not mad. So winning. Okay, back to dinner. Bye.
All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll check in with you later. Shouts out in the chat room to Jay Mackin, my home skillet in the chat room out of from Unibash Radio. You're welcome to call in, bro. We're just getting things started here. We're still in the first hour. And, 50 Rubles is blaring some punk rock right now. It's his speakers are completely distorting, so I can't tell what artist is playing. I don't think it really matters. But it is what it is. If you want to join us here, 347-826-7667 is the number. And John Brand, you can take your Bill Wagoner clips and shove them up your cornhole, because I'm not playing them on my show tonight. Sorry.
Or are you aware of the new crew that I threw out there?
Oh, no. Is there a new crew already? What is it?
Yeah, it's it's the Melissa Hopkins crew, but it's not like MH.
Oh my God, I fear
IVF.
That.
It's IVF for life, in vitro fertilization for life.
I wouldn't. What? Say that again.
IVF for life, in vitro fertilization for life.
Wow.
I'll post it in the chat.
Please, that's blowing my mind.
Yeah, so that's the new crew. That's the second crew we've concocted just in hell the past month, so yeah, roger that. Let's roll out.
Shouts
out to Melissa Swallow My Buckshot Hopkins.
That's probably why all the crews are failing. Okay. I'll be back in a minute.
Very well said there, Kishu. Thank you for the input.
Melissa Hopkins crew, where the first round is on her, Donald Ogle. Good job, buddy. I enjoyed that.
That was pretty good. Hey, speaking of Melissa Hopkins, hey, Melissa, call in because I might be in D.C. this weekend. And, yeah, I thought maybe we could get a drink, baby. I'm serious. I'm not actually joking. I'm
yeah,
really serious.
Y'all can party at my house. I live right outside of D.C. I've got plenty of liquor.
Yeah, I told you while I tried to tell you Wild Goose is in D.C. too.
Oh, well, hell yeah. I'm going to be there Friday through Sunday. So.
Wait.
I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I'll let you guys know.
It's going to be like my BTR weekend because there's another guy, a friend of mine from Freedomizer, that's coming to the area. He has to go to a funeral, then come over here with his girlfriend and party hard. So, yeah, we got a pretty cool house here. So.
Nice. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we got the crew.
Hell yeah. I actually need somebody to pick me up at the airport. If anybody, Melissa or you, would want to do that, that would be
Are you going through
awesome.
BWI or do you like the Washington?
Hello?
All right, you guys can work this out offline if you don't mind.
Yeah, we'll talk about
I'm going to take calls. I'm going to take calls now. Let's. We got a caller here. Blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
I guess it's me. I pushed one for.
Yeah, that's
D2.
You. That's you. Hey, Melissa, how's it going?
Hey. You know, I am leaving on Sunday for a 17-day trip with my three boys across country. But what airport are you flying into on Friday? I could probably pick you up on Friday.
How do you say Dulles? Is that how you say Dulles Airport? Is that how it's pronounced?
Dulles.
Oh, no, that's
I don't
know.
I haven't been to D.C. since I was, like, 12 years old on, like, a class trip. So,
that's way
but, yeah,
too
that's
far
where I'm flying
to. Me.
What's that?
Way too far out to me, for me.
Is it far? Should I not fly into that airport?
Kishu, we have Jay Mackin in the chat room. Jay, he offered to give you a ride from the airport on his face.
You know, I might be willing to do that.
Call in Jay. Call in Jay, and you can settle that up with her.
Yeah. So any of you
funny.
East Coasters,
it's
if you want to hang
ironic,
out, I'm totally down.
It's
to
ironic. It's ironic considering that Jay is a homosexual.
Oh, that makes it even better. Let's definitely do that. Definitely. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's obvious that, like, I hang out with a lot of my internet friends in real life, so if any of you would like to meet and hang out and have a drink or dinner or, you know, make me
She's
come hard.
She's a great internet friend to have in real life. Trust me, fellas.
Hell yeah.
Wink, wink.
You're so dirty, Vince. Oh my God, this pasta's good. Oh, okay. Now I'm going to mute again so I can eat my pasta and
please do. Please,
you guys
thank
can have
you.
At
thank
it.
You. All right. Very well then. So Melissa, what's new? What's going on in the Beltway?
Oh my gosh. Lots of stuff. Terrorists, dry runs all over the place.
Oh come on. Don't bore me. I want to know post-wiener. Post-wiener.
You want to know the gossip?
Post-wiener, what do we have? Is it, there's like a big vacuum now.
Were you involved with all that? Did he send you pics of his wiener?
It's so funny. A good friend of mine is a woman on his list. And so, yeah, she got the pictures. And she's like a 65-year-old woman. I think she rather enjoyed it, actually. No, but a post-wiener, I don't know how you can top that. I mean, that comes about once every 18 months or so in Washington. Hello? Okay, so we're having... oh, good God. Vince, are you there?
Unfortunately, yes, I'm here. Kishu, wait, Kishu, are you back? What's up, Kishu?
Yes, I didn't mean to hang up. I just, like, I went to press mute and I hung up the phone.
Oh, okay.
You guys are too much.
I don't know what happened to Wild Goose. He just started.
Wild Goose is fapping hard over there.
He's there.
See, told you.
Crappy. Okay, Melissa, are you looking at the chat room? This is hilarious. Jay Mackin says, hey, Melissa, sounds like it's time for a Camel Lights break. Better lube up your track hole. Holy shit.
Like,
are you going to take that,
hole.
Melissa?
Hey,
your track hole, my bad.
Ben,
are you going to take that? Are you going to take? Are you going to take that? Are you going to take that from him?
Vince, scroll up a little bit and see what everybody. This is a throw over from Debbie's show. And
wait a second. Don't just throw this off on Debbie. This has nothing to do with Debbie. What is this all about?
Scroll up on the chat room and you can figure
it
out.
I am scrolling. Right? I don't care. Just tell me. Just give it to me straight, sister. Come on. Don't
right now.
No, I'm not going to feed the animal.
Oh, the animal's. Yeah, the animal's gonna eat no matter what. You might as well just give it to me straight, girl.
No, not gonna do it. Eric, I'm here to listen to you.
Aw, okay. Well, I don't know why people are hating you on you so much. I have a lot of fun with you, and if they can't have a laugh with you and do things in a way that's done in good taste and all in good fun, I don't know. They got bigger problems. Don't worry about it. Here's evidence. Jay Mackin wants to pretend that he's not a homosexual, but I don't know if you've noticed this, but every couple of sentences he does in the chat room, he'll change his font to a different color. So it forms out the different colors of the rainbow because he's a fruit bowl homosexual who is has a burning desire to join me here in San Francisco so he can be in the epicenter of the homosexual community, and he can let his freak flag fly there in the Castro district. Like, you want it, Jay. You know you want it, buddy. I know. I know that you know that I know that you want it, dude. Melissa Hopkins. Wait.
A drug drive with her children in the car cross country. I fucking love the trolls.
Oh, hey, you know what, Melissa? Jay Mackin is from Oregon. I forgot where he's from in Oregon. He might be in Portland.
Really?
Yeah, he's an Oregon guy. He does radio in Oregon. He has his own radio show. It's in the mornings. I'm not up early enough to check it out. Although I have heard it a couple of times. I love your show, Jay. By the way,
What's it called?
His show is called Unabash Radio, and it's on Cascadia FM. Have you ever heard of Cascadia FM?
That does ring a bell. It's been
like
about 15 years since I lived there, but
He's got his own thing going on over there. He's great. He's good. He's a comedian. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
He's awesome.
Well, so you just got doxxed. They just posted a picture of your car in the chat room. It's just truck. SUV covered in cans.
Sorry, you got the wrong one.
It's made of beer.
Aw, you guys are so mean. Be nice to Melissa, you know? I mean, I don't know. My mom, she's addicted to Xanax and fucking vodka, you know?
It's,
I mean, it happens when you're 40.
Alone.
I love Melissa. And I think Melissa, she brings a lot more to the table than most of the women on BTR. And I always enjoy when she calls in. I think sometimes it's kind of fun to, you know, give her a little shit, you know? She gives me a little shit. But, you know, I mean, she's cool, dude. I think you... You know, stop hating on BTR.
Stop hating the Melissa Hopkins.
Yeah.
Stop hating in the Beltway.
Melissa, have you been having private conversations with Alcoholic? Apparently, you've been saying "die, filthy nigger" in private chat to him.
Yeah, I love how all this these rumors come out. It's really, really.
Die, filthy nigger. Now, die.
Die, filthy nigger.
Nick dog.
You know what nick is? It's what black people drink for Christmas.
Oh, there's a big spider. That's not cool. Bye, spider. Why is it that when every time I come outside, there's always some creatures? God. I like living in the middle of nowhere because I like that it's quiet. I like that we have, like, this huge piece of property, you know. It's real nice. But there's so many fucking creatures. Oh, my God.
All right, creatures. Speaking of creatures, there's another caller that's got their hand up now. I'm afraid to answer this. It's a blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Who are you and what do you want?
Hey, Vince. It's Vince from Australia. How are you going?
Oh, Vince from Australia. I'm going good. How you going?
I'm going well, thank you. I was doing some surfing on the Information Superhighway this morning, and I found something everyone might like to hear. Can I read it out?
Read it, of
hey,
course.
Faggots, my name
Go ahead, read it.
Hey, faggots, my name is Melissa, and I hate every single one of you. All of you are fat, retarded, and no lives who spend every second of their day trolling. Blocked. Honestly, have any of you ever gotten drunk? I mean, I guess it's fun making fun of people who make poor life choices. You all take it to a whole new level. This is even worse than jerking off the pictures of Debbie Daly. Don't be a stranger. Just hit me with your best shot. I'm pretty much wasted. I outdrank the captain of a football team and drove home drunk. What spirits do you drink other than jack-off, Jack Daniels and Coke? I also go to AA's and have a smoking hot 12-gauge. It just blew my mum away. Shit was so messy. You're all faggots. You should just kill yourselves. Thanks for listening. Bit related. It's me and my 12-gauge.
If Melissa really wrote that, I even love her more now.
She is a talented woman. She is a very talented woman.
I didn't hear it, but it must have been good.
Well, thank you, Vince from Australia. I appreciate the call. And if anybody else... All right, somebody's got some serious feedback going on. Hello.
Not me. It's you, Vince.
Two, one, two. Charlie chooses cheese and
good
cherries.
Okay,
hello?
It was Vince.
All right,
it was Vince in Australia.
It was no, Vince in Australia was gone already. That was weird. That was just some feedback funkiness. All right, it's gone now. It's all good.
Deaths, 6 months, 6 shots. Check out the blockbuster event of the summer, Melissa 666 Hopkins, in theaters in July 15th.
What a silly Negro.
347-826-7667 is the numero. It's Vince in the Bay holding it down on the Mega Show. We were talking about Bitcoin, but apparently everybody's bored to tears with that, so we can move on to whatever you want to talk about. We can continue to bask in the brilliant glow of Jay Mackin and watch him as he goes from red to orange, yellow, green, blue, purple in his different fonts, displaying the fruity nature of his individuality as a card-carrying member of the homosexual nation. Turning on to other things, speaking of...
I was going to say nothing like dead air, huh?
Well, no, there's another thing that happened that I want to talk about. I don't know if you actually there's John Brand wants me to play a clip. And you know what? I'll play a clip. But this is better than any Bill Wagoner clip. I don't know if anybody know about this conference, this Netroots or Netroots conference that just went down.
I usually always go to the Netroots Nation conferences.
Yeah, it was in Minnesota this year.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there was another simultaneously in the same city, apparently in a down the block, you know, within walking distance, apparently there's some conservative conference going on that Andrew Breitbart was at.
Uh-huh.
And Andrew Breitbart decided he was going to crash the Netroots conference. And I guess he got into some press pool area, some spot that was like reserved for journos only. And somebody spotted him back there, some left-wing, you know, blogger who had an axe to grind, obviously.
It's a very left-wing group, I went, and I had to dress up as a hippie to get in.
So yeah, so this guy just gets his flip cam and gets all up in what the fuck? Oh, that's so weird. I got a message saying from Twitter. Never mind. So this guy pulls out his camera and gets up in Andrew Breitbart's face, and it's just like, "Hey, what are you doing here, man? Do you have press credentials? You're not supposed to be here." And Breitbart's just like, "Well, you know, I'm just hanging out. I'm just chilling. I'm just kind of, you know, I have some friends here, so I thought I'd just." He's like, "You're right. I'm not credentialed." He's like, "Well, you're not a real journalist. You shouldn't be here. Blah blah blah." And Andrew Breitbart's just like, "Dude, chill out, dude. You know, it's cool. Just be chill." And the guy's like, "Oh no. You're a cokehead. You fuck prostitutes." And he's just like, "Dude, chill out. What's your deal?" And the guy's, and then so he's just like, no, do you deny it? Do you not have a coke habit? Do you have a coke habit? And he just starts trolling this guy hardcore in the lobby of this hotel where they're having the conference at, or not the lobby, but it was some like area where some area that was like an open aired space at this conference where apparently journos were only supposed to be hanging out, but Breitbart, you know, found his way back there. And he got called out by this journalist who just starts just screaming at him with his camera in his face and just going, you do coke, you fuck whores, oh, yeah, just screaming at him until security has to,
like... You
know
who the cameraman was or where he was from?
No, I'm gonna play the clip. It's fucking
okay.
It's so good. I gotta, let me find it here. I found it off of Mediaite. You ever go to Mediaite?
No.
Oh, Mediaite is this news and opinion site. Huh. News and opinion site. And, wait, is that where I found it? Yeah, this is it, yeah. Andrew Breitbart ejected from liberal conference to shouts of questions about sexuality and cocaine. Oh, and that's the other thing. The guy started gay bashing on him, too, which is funny because... Andrew Breitbart, I guess they were trying to make I don't know, make him out to be maybe you know, homo or what is it to be against gays? You're homophobic or whatever. But Andrew Breitbart threw a geo-proud party in D.C. during during what do you call it? That stupid thing that nerd prom or whatever they call it, whatever. All right, so Andrew Breitbart here. I got the video here. I'm going to cue this up. So on Friday, blah blah blah. This was today. All right, I'm going to cue this up. Play this. It's about 5 minutes. This is Andrew Breitbart. It starts off. He's talking to Dave Weigel. You know who Dave Weigel is?
I've heard the name.
He used to write for the Washington Post, I guess. He's notorious because he was on the Journo list. Do you remember that Journo list controversy?
Oh yeah, the Journo list. Yeah.
He was the guy that got busted and lost his job at the Post because of that whole.
Well, you know they're back. You know they're back. They've created a new Journo.
Oh, I'm sure
list.
They have. Of course they have.
Yeah.
Of course they have. He was so allegedly Breitbart was having a conversation with. with Dave Weigel, and who's now a contributor to like MSNBC and a bunch of other blah 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 gobbledygook outlets. And so he's having a conversation with Dave Weigel, and this snooty blogger dude from some liberal blog gets all up in his face and just starts calling him out until to the point where Andrew Breitbart gets escorted out of the conference by security. So here, let me try to cue this up here. Melissa, while I'm queuing this up, really quick, tell us about your show and what's going on with it on Tuesday.
Oh, I did a great interview today with Dr. Sudeep Bose on Father's Day. He is a Iraq War veteran. I was a physician in the Iraq War, and now he's an emergency room physician. He does spends all of his time in really critical urban hospitals with a lot of trauma, gang violence, whatever. And then he splits his time to very rural hospitals where he's the only emergency physician. He's got an incredible life, an incredible story. So I'm going to play a lot of clips from the interview that I did with him today. And we are going to have the open forum, but there are a lot of follow-up issues that are happening in Congress that I'm going to be talking about on Tuesday.
We're probably dead air tonight, Ben.
How do you feel about what happened with Sana Saleem last night and somebody who said they worked for you shouting racial epithets?
I don't know.
At a young Muslim woman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know about that? The guy that said he works for you, they got arrested?
Okay, can you hear me?
It's a little fuzzy. It's like
yeah.
A real strong buzz.
Oh, when I'm playing the clip?
Yeah.
Or when I'm talking right now. Is it okay with me talking right
now?
No,
your voice now is great, as always.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, that's it. That was what it was. This guy first comes up to him, talking to him about the fact that there was somebody that was yelling at somebody, a racial epithet, like some sort of anti-Muslim thing, and then was claiming to be a blogger for Andrew Breitbart. And this guy's just getting in his face like, what do you think about that, man? What do you think about that? And he's like, all right, who is this guy? What are you talking about? He's like, no, he's a racist, though. He's like, I don't know. Who are you talking about? And the guy just gets in his face. It's crazy. And, yeah, I'm going to get that clip and have it queued up in the next hour. Yeah, that sounded like shit. I was playing that off of my computer going into my little M-Audio thing, and it's... I just have to do a line conversion. It's all right. I'm going to download it and then upload it onto my switchboard and play it later. But it's pretty fucking hilarious, I think. And I'll link the YouTube as well. But let's check the switchboard here and see if we've got any other callers, because it looks like there's people hanging out on the switchboard but not calling, no hands raised. If you're interested in joining, please press the number 1, and that will alert me that you are interested in joining the conversation. Anyway. Or maybe you don't even give a shit about... Maybe people don't even give a shit about this Breitbart.
Vince, let me ask you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on in San Francisco that's controversial. I mean, what are some of the top issues there? I mean, what the fuck is going on where they won't allow Happy Meals in San Francisco? And I mean, you probably won't care about that, but I mean, you know, there are a lot of other things. On Fleet Week, they won't let naval ships dock into the bay there. I mean, what is up with that?
They just, I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. I that doesn't really bother me. I mean, what the fuck is Fleet Week anyways? It's just a big, you know, it's just a big time to show off. I don't know. I didn't know that they banned the boats from docking. I don't know what the hell they're supposed to do.
Oh, you don't know about them?
They just,
I mean,
what
are they
just idle in the, what do? They just idle in the bay?
Well, no, it's a huge, usually ceremonial thing where people active in the service, mostly Navy, obviously, come in and dock for the week, and there are all kinds of celebrations for them and honoring the servicemen and women. And San Francisco made it against the law for... They don't approve of the Navy or the military at all, so they refuse to allow the ships to dock there.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
So, obviously, that's not top of mind for you. now... My memory of, I used to spend a lot of time in San Francisco up until about 19, well, let's just say a while ago, is Chinatown.
I just slipped Melissa into the green room. Melissa is now in the green room. I got a caller now, area code 251. You're on the air. What's up?
Not much. How about you?
Oh, a whole lot now that you're here, partner. What's on your mind, big fella?
Not much. How about you, Vince?
Hey, Dalton, you sound kind of loopy. Are you did you just
no,
wake
I
up or something?
I was taking a sort of a nap while I was playing on your show.
Oh, you fell asleep listening to my show?
No, I took a nap while I was waiting on it.
All right, that doesn't matter anymore, Dalton. What's on your mind, dude? What's going on now?
Emily's back.
Sweet. How did her trip go?
It went good. I talked to her last night. She really enjoyed it.
Oops, we lost you, Melissa. Melissa Hopkins, sorry, I lost your call. It dropped. Why don't you call back in, honey? What was that, Dalton?
Let's see. I went to a Japanese restaurant last night. Have you ever been to one, Vince?
Yes, I love Japanese food. I enjoy it immensely. What did you have?
I had the shrimp and noodles and rice. I like it how they cook right in front of you. That's cool. The hibachi.
It is pretty awesome how they do that in front of you. I admit. I love the little boats. Did you go to the place where they have the little moats in the boats that go around with the different little sushi items?
We're in Alabama. I don't think we have one of those.
Yeah, no. There's all sorts of different Japanese joints, but there's a couple of places. There's one place out here. It's like a chain of restaurants, and they have this little counter where they cook in front of you, and you basically sit at a bar essentially, and you have your chef in front of you, you know, slicing and dicing, literally. And but between you and him on the, you know, you have a little railing, a little spot where you can eat. But between your little railing and the cook and, you know, the stove is a little moat. It's just like a little river, essentially, of flowing water that goes, you know, floats downstream or whatever, down and around this in front of all the customers. and it has little boats floating on it, and they have different little sushi items, you know, California rolls, all sorts of little, you know, knickknacks and Japanese spring roll jizmazoids. I don't know what the hell they are. But you know what I'm saying. It's a whole experience. I forgot the name of that chain of that restaurant. I'll figure it out. But there's different. Yeah, I am a big fan of tempura. I love tempura. Tempura is just basically like deep fried vegetables. You know, usually like broccoli or carrots or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What did Emily have?
She didn't eat with me. It was me and my dad. She was still traveling back. She traveled back this morning. She came back from Tennessee.
Tennessee. I want to play that song now. Tennessee. Well, who did that song? Arrested Development?
I don't really know.
Anyway, I interrupted your story. Continue.
So, when I was at the hibachi table with my dad, this guy was the hibachi. It's like you're sitting there flipping the little spatula thing, and then he moved the spatula sideways, and he cut the egg.
That's pretty cool.
I'm always amazed by the hibachi chef, like when he was tossing the egg up too, like just tossing it in the air. The egg fell in his hat. And it didn't even break.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those guys are amazing. They're pros. You know, they do this for a living. That's their craft. They're essentially artists, artisans, artisans, artists.
Let's see what else. There's a new feature that we have here at one of our theaters. I think it's called the B-Box Experience.
Beatbox? Like beatboxing? Like
you sit in it. No, it's not that.
You want me to lay down a beat while you spit a rhyme? Go ahead, dude.
Anyway,
the intro. Yeah, get into the flow, bro. Go for it.
It's a chair that you sit in that moves around while you're watching the movie to make it look like you're actually there.
I don't like movies anymore, dude. I'm over movies. I like reality. All I do is I sit on the internet all day, and then I take little breaks to go walk around in reality, and that's like a movie to me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, reality is like a movie to me now. I just plug into the Matrix, a.k.a. the internet. I'm plugged into that, and then I go to sleep, and then I wake up and plug back into the internet. And then I'll take a little break and go out and into reality, and it's like fucking amazing, dude. It's like 3D. It's like it's like better than fucking Avatar. It's fucking awesome, dude. Try it.
I saw this one thing on HBO one time where they were talking about these two people. One was in the United States, and the other was in, I think, Canada or somewhere, and they met online over an Avatar show for an Avatar website.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing about you. I'm laughing. I just read the chat. Jay Mackin just said docking. D-O-C-K-I-N-G. Docking. And that the definition is the act of placing the head of one's penis inside the foreskin of another's penis.
Okay.
That's hilarious. I got some serious lulls out of that. That was fucking Jay Mackin is a comic genius. You got to call in, dude. Seriously, Jay, we got 45 minutes. No, how long? Which long? Oh, we have 50 minutes to go. All right, plenty of time to take calls. Jay, you're welcome to call in if you can. Oh man, that's fucking making me cry. It's so hilarious. All right, I'm sorry, Dalton. I cut you off. Continue.
Oh, so you was talking about something I can't remember what I was talking about now.
Doesn't matter. Just pick up the story where you left off.
Anyway, enough about me. What have you been doing this weekend?
Oh, you know, I had some nuts and bolts to take care of. A little work to catch up on. And, you know, I went on a nice walk yesterday. I walked through the park. I live right by the park, Golden Gate Park. And they had a bicycle music festival going on. And it was a free festival. Well, you know, they were accepting donations. And boy, did they push for the donation basket. They pushed that donation basket in my face one too many times.
Mm-hmm.
I got the fuck out of there. But it was interesting. It was cool. They had music going on, and they had this all the electricity for everything that ran the stage and the instruments and the amplifiers and all that crap. It was all powered by bicycles. It was like 20-something bicycles. Stationary, not stationary bikes, but they were regular bikes, but somehow were jimmy rigged to be stationary, and they were all rigged up to generate power to run all the electricity for the entire show.
That was 10
hours
cool.
Long. Yeah, it was a cool concept. The actual show itself kind of sucked. I didn't like the music. It was too folksy. Too artsy, folksy, too like NPR-ish. I just couldn't get into it. I was just like, blah. It was like all like granola, hippie-ish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just not my scene anymore. Or I don't think it ever was. But there were, you know, I used to go to fish concerts. I used to like hippies and stuff. But just not boring, like, it was, you know, I think there was kids and stuff, so they couldn't be too crazy. It was actually kind of fun, though. They did this really gay dance where there was like a big circle. They had something like 30 people in this huge circle, and they were doing this synchronized dance where you had to, like, you know, there was a traveler and there was, you know, a stationary person, and you had to, like, switch partners. You know, it was this elaborate thing, and if one person fucked it up, it just threw off the whole dance. And sure enough, they couldn't get it right the entire time. It was actually pretty funny to see these people fumble around and make fools out of themselves. A little bit of Schadenfreude, but whatever. It is what it is. It was cool. I chilled out there for a little bit, and then I just kind of gallivanted through the park. I don't know, got some food, chilled out on Haight Street. Haight Street is such a fucking scene. It's ridiculous. I could probably get my ass kicked really easily if I voiced out loud what I'm thinking inside when I walk down that fucking Haight Street every day. Oh my God. I swear it's so many. I don't understand it. I don't understand. In the gayest city in the world, these straight guys, I'm assuming they're straight. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're gay and they're looking for boyfriends, but there are some guys that walk down the street. They're like these like ghettoized thug, wannabe thugs, I don't know, wannabe hip-hop ghetto dudes with the pants sagging. You know what I'm talking about? Do you see people like this every once in a while, Dalton?
From time to time, yeah.
Yeah, people with their pants sagging. Like, I heard that if you go to prison, if you really are a thug and you go to prison and you have your pants sagging below your waist, that is prison sort of that's like a sign to other the other prisoners that you're looking for some anal penetration, that you are, you know, that you're swinging that way, you know what I'm saying? That you're looking to, you know, you're a catcher looking for a pitcher, not a belly itcher, you know what I mean? That's what that means on the inside. And these guys are trying to be all like ghetto, gangster, thuggish, whatever. And they get their their asses literally hanging out of their pants. Their pants are like down to their knees. I just want to pull it all the way down to their ankles for them. It's like, why don't you just finish it off? Seriously. Just don't even wear pants. Just wear your underwear around.
I was just thinking, do you remember the movie Chuck and Larry where they had those two costumes and they had that little thing that came out when he had to go to the bathroom or something? The little compartment?
No.
It was funny, like if he had to go into the bathroom and take a crap, there's this little compartment that folds down on the back side of his costume.
Nice.
You know, I was surprised when Debbie didn't do her show tonight, because at first it said like it was like 2 hours or so until her show, and then it said it was like 23 hours. I was surprised.
I can't really keep up with Debbie Daly. I swear to God, I could have sworn I got a note, because I follow there's no mystery. I am a BTR whore. I am the number one rated BTR slut, okay? I follow everybody. If you're a host on BTR, I know when you're doing a show. I know. Trust me. I know. I get bombarded by email. That's the only thing in my emails is notices from Blog Talk Radio that so and so is doing a show. Okay?
Okay.
I swear to God, I got a notice today. Debbie Daly doing a show. Holy shit, middle of the day. Debbie Daly doing a show. Wow, cool. Special afternoon edition of Debbie Daly. Great. So, I'll bite. I click on the link. It says, this is my final show. I'm taking, or not this is my final show. It was something to the effect of, I'm taking a leave of absence from Blog Talk Radio. I have to be with my family. My family needs me. So I'm going to sign off from BTR for a little while. Just going to take a little leave of absence. Bye-bye. I was like, wow, no way. Crazy. But she had to take a leave of absence, but she to tell everybody she wasn't doing a show, but she scheduled a show to do it. I was like, okay, whatever. So I clicked on it, and I had already missed it. It was like 15 minutes long or something, and it wasn't there. Or whatever, it wasn't there, but I saw it. It said, and I was like, "Oh damn, she's done. Shit. Okay, whatever." And no big deal. A couple hours go by. I log on to the computer and look on the BTR online. Lo and behold, who's doing a show? Debbie Daly. Holy moly, are you kidding me? Thought she was taking some time off to be with the family. There's some pressing family matters. Are you kidding me? She didn't even go a day. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I'm not gonna even try to figure it out. It's just not worth my time. But I love Debbie. I think she's hilarious. I think she's funny and witty and brilliant and sexy. And I hope she does well, and she's doing well. She's doing great. Apparently things are doing are back to normal. Hopefully the family, the sabbatical, the zero show sabbatical was good for her, recharged her batteries, and she worked everything out with the family, and she's already back. Great. I didn't hear all of her show, though. Did she iron everything out? Did that work out? Did you even go, Dalton?
I didn't even know that there was a show today.
Oh, there was a show. I tuned in for a little bit as a guest, of course, because I'm forbidden from the chat room. I can't go in the Debbie Daly chat room. God forbid. She's free to come in my chat room. I will not ban her from my chat room, but I will not go near hers. It is what it is. Enough of that. Dalton, what's really going on, though?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, honey, what's up?
Sorry, I was gone for so long. I'm just uploading some very important stuff to my computer right now from my flash drive and my phone and stuff.
Are you kidding me? There's a melissahopkins.com.
Really?
Wild Goose just posted a melissahopkins.com. Wow, Straight Talk with Melissa Hopkins. Radio show runs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tune in for in-depth political analysis from the right and the left.
Hey, Melissa.
Melissa is not here. That's Kishu.
Kishu. Sorry, I'm just, I'm a little upset at the moment. A certain friend of mine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am too, you know,
okay. I'm sorry that I called you the wrong name.
It's just been a ridiculous day. Like, first my daughter's father hacked into my email account, deleted all my contacts. And he was like, this is what I wanted for Father's Day. I was like, you're such a dick. And, you know, I haven't talked to him in a year. I haven't spoken to him in a year. And then, I don't know where on Father's Day, he hacks my email and deletes all my contacts. And then writes me a message to myself with my own email, just with all this bullshit. But anyways, and I don't know, it's just more silly that's going on. And I'm just quite fed up with it, to be honest. And,
did you give him...
You know, if people want to play dirty, then I'll play fucking dirty right back, you know, like... I mean, that's all there is to it. I'm not going to sit around and let people that say that they love me walk all the fuck over me. So, you know. Anyways, it's really nothing that I should be talking about over the air because I have a little respect, unlike some people. But, yeah, so how are you, Dalton?
I'm doing pretty good. Like I was saying, I went to a Japanese restaurant, and while I was telling Vince, over here in the Gulf Coast, I don't know if they have it anywhere else, but they have this B-Box theater, or they have this B-Box feature that they have at one of the theaters here, and you sit in the chair, and the chair will move around while you're in the movie to make it look like or to make it feel like you're actually there.
You know, I think I've experienced something like that, like somewhere, maybe it was like Disneyland or something like that, where they have like a little thing that was like that, like a ride. I can't even remember.
I know they have something like that at the Ripley's, believe it or not, but other than that.
Nice. And I heard your woman is back in town. That's always good to hear.
Hey, Dalton. I have a question from an anonymous question from the chat room. Do you want to answer an anonymous question?
It depends. Go ahead and ask.
Okay, I'll ask it, and you can decide if you want to answer it. This is an anonymous question, and don't feel free, ladies and gentlemen. If you know, we used to get anonymous messages. That used to be a regular segment here, and we can resurrect that. If you want to send me an anonymous message, and I will deliver it on air. But I have an anonymous question for Dalton, and this question is: Dalton, are you one of Debbie's spies?
No, I just call into her show to listen and to talk. I'm not a spy. I'm not in any way affiliated with Debbie Daly, except one of her favorite callers. That's it.
All right, I have an anonymous question here. It says, so is this okay? Dr. Herpington said, in before Melissa kills her children. Somebody is asking if that's okay, if Dr. Herpington said that. Do you think that's okay?
Well,
what did
honestly,
he say? Sorry,
apparently, Dr. Herpington said, in before Melissa kills her children. And Melissa, or sorry, the anonymous question is this okay? I don't think that's
reality,
okay.
In all reality, who even, this is,
I don't think it's
you
okay.
You have multiple trolls
I,
on your
I,
show. I mean, it's not really okay, but I mean, seriously, like, you know, I don't even
no,
care.
No, I don't think it's,
you know, it's
I don't
it's
think
like,
it amounts to anything. I don't think it amounts to a hell of beans in the bigger picture, but I don't think it's okay. Sure, if the question is this okay, I say no.
I mean,
but,
is
whatever.
It okay that my best friend just posted a video of,
no, that's
of me
not okay.
that wasn't
it's not
great,
okay.
you know? I mean, no,
it's
not
okay,
but I'm laughing about
okay.
it. I mean, it's funny. I mean, the point that he did it pisses me off, but
I mean,
the video is funny.
Yeah, it doesn't change
you know?
Anything. I can just answer
exactly.
and say, no, it's not okay, but that doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the fact that it happened.
Exactly.
Just gotta get over it. Build a bridge, like Cowpote says. Build a bridge, get over it, honey.
But see, you know, the thing is half of these people, if we did something like that back to them, they would have a heart attack. You know, it'd be the end of the world. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And you know, I don't know, whatever. Oh, it's so beautiful outside right now. It's like just clear
yeah.
skies. It's about 75 degrees.
All right, I have another
very
caller
nice.
Here. Let me take this caller. I have another caller. They've been holding for a while. Blocked number. You're on the air. What's up? Caller, your hand's up. What's up?
They don't want to talk, Vince.
Is that Melissa? Melissa, is that you?
This caller is not able to speak to us.
Blocked number. Hello. Are you there?
Привет.
No? Okay. Maybe not. Their hands up. Maybe it was raised inadvertently. Who knows?
They don't want to speak. They don't want to speak.
Oh, well.
They just want to sap hard to Kishu's Russian accent.
Yeah, you know what? I think you should do an entire show where you just do the accent and you don't talk in your regular voice.
I could if you want me to, but it's a little tired.
Yeah,
tiring.
There you go. Yeah, the rest of the show, 30 minutes. Can you do it for the rest of the show?
I can do it 30 minutes. I mean, there's been, like, times in real life, you know, like, different things that I've done where I've had to, you know, put on my accent for weeks at a time, actually.
What do you think? Dalton, do you like her with the Russian accent?
It sounds nice, but at the same time, I can't really understand her.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't understand
I'm kind
her
of
either way.
Right now
I can't understand
my
her
Russian
either.
Accent is not too good right now. I have a headache. I'm smoking a cigarette, so that doesn't help. But, you know, I'm doing it for Vince. So, I hope you are happy, Vincent.
Oh, very happy. All right, we have a caller back with us. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Melissa.
Hey, Melissa.
I just posted something. You read just a couple of minutes ago about some things that people have said. I posted just one of the most vile things that people have been saying to me repeatedly over the last couple of weeks, which is really deeply disturbing. I mean, I can take the drunk issues, the lush issues, she's slurring, whatever. You get as personal as something like, you know, well, I'll let you read it. I don't even want to say it on air. I posted it in the
chat. It can't be any worse. It can't be any worse than them saying before you kill your kids. Let's say that's got to be the worst thing.
Oh no, they've said that too. They've obviously said that too. That I've left my kids for dead. They're lying in a ditch somewhere.
Oh, that's not no. Forget the lying in the ditch. The worst that they could say is that you killed them yourself.
No, they said that too.
Haven't they said it? So what?
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt
you. Yeah.
And I will
help you.
I learned that when I was 2 years old. So.
Yeah, I know. I guess when it becomes family, I guess it just becomes personal. Obviously, you know, I'm not getting over emotional or anything like that. But you know, I can be funny and I can be light on. I can be sexy if I want to be. I just don't know where these vile hatred comments are coming from. Is it because
they see that you're reacting to it, love. You're reacting to it, and because there's a reaction, they're going to keep doing it. That's just how it works. So.
But, you know, this whole show, I haven't even reacted to it until it's been an hour and 30 minutes into the show. And Vince, you say you don't really watch the chat room that much. But it has been nonstop. Nonstop.
I'll be right back in just a second.
All right, baby. We'll be here.
And part of the thing is, you know, I was asked to come on Debbie's show and things were going okay, and then it just completely turned, and they're trying to create a big, I know this sounds so petty, but they're trying to create a big fight between you and Debbie and,
no.
You know, you're
kidding.
Shocking. No, they're the ones. She's saying that you're the
Melissa,
one that started
Melissa,
this whole thing.
Melissa, this is old news. This is so old. These kids have been trying to get us to fight, but they want to get everybody fighting back and forth. It's just the same old script, and you're getting wrapped up into it. It's not.
No. The thing is, and this is the argument that I was making earlier, is that, you know, there's so many things that I can have roll off my back. I mean, give me a fucking break. I've been working in Washington for 20 years. But there actually is a moral line that I think that is too far to cross. And when you start talking about stabbing the womb to kill the children so I won't be their mother I shot my mother point blank in the head because I wanted her dead. I mean, I am saying, I am repeating the things that they have said it.
Hey, Melissa, hang on a second.
Melissa, can you
hang on for just a second?
Sure.
Okay. We got another caller here. Let's take this call. It looks like the switchboard is starting to fill up here. So let's see who this is. Area code 727, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, it's you. What's up?
Well, I just want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
I'd like to know how magnets work.
What?
I said I'd like to know how magnets work.
Well, you take one and you insert it inside of your butthole, and then you clench your butt cheeks really, 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 really tight.
And face north.
And then
really?
and then release and blow it out of your asshole.
Really, really.
Really.
So you've got to face north.
See, don't you feel better? See, don't you feel better now, Melissa? You got some trolls.
Of course I do. These kind of trolls I can handle.
The trolls serve a dual purpose, Melissa. They will annoy the shit out of you, and they'll also give you a few lols.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Go ahead there, Dalton.
I just wanted to say to all the people out there who think that Melissa is a bad person, I don't know her personally, but the way that I hear her talk about her kids, everything that you crappy guys, no offense intended, say in the chat room is wrong, because I don't, like I said, I don't know her personally, but the way she talks about her kids says different than what y'all say in the chat.
Thank you, Dalton.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that. They mean everything to me.
Hey, it could be worse. It could be a lot worse, Melissa. You could have to deal with the hate that some people on the next level get. Seriously, the kind of shit that you're dealing with, just people saying random shit in the chat room, that have, these people have no idea who you are. All they know is that if you say something about Melissa Hopkins' kids, she's going to rage. And that will provide lulls.
Yeah, don't mess with
so,
me.
Yeah, you know, well, you don't want to put down that challenge, though. You don't want to put out that challenge. You don't want to challenge them that way. Have you heard the, Melissa, let me ask you this, Melissa. Have you ever heard of the term, don't feed the trolls?
Yeah.
All right, now, you do realize that you have been on the regular, on this program and other programs, feeding the trolls extensively.
Would you really say extensively?
Yes, I would say every time you come on my show, you're feeding the trolls.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Ben. Because I actually really like your show, because it's a combination. You're clearly a very intelligent guy. I like your style. I like the show. It's a mix of fun, seriousness, jabbing, jarring. Now, I'm the kind of person, I'll admit, that I like to jar, jab, have fun too, but I also like to debate a little bit. So if someone comes up with a kind of an outrageous comment, I like to kind of say, okay, let's get to the premise of this question or this statement, and I usually win. I do get into a debate, so I'm probably doing it in the wrong forum. I'll admit that. But do I have to give up listening to your show? Is that what it
no.
has come to?
There's nothing that there's no saying there's no. No one's stopping you from listening to my show. You can easily listen as a guest listener, not show your face in the chat room. Nobody's going to talk about you if they don't see your name in the chat list. If you really just want to listen and you're not interested in getting attacked, you'll just lay low in the cut. You'll just listen. You'll create another account that's not Melissa Hopkins. So when you log on, and even if you log on as a guest, people will never know you were even listening. And if you do that, you won't see the hate. You won't see the hate at all. They won't even know you're here. They only talk about you, Melissa, because they see you in the chat room and they hear you call in.
Why do you think that is, Vince? Because it was funny, because I was on the Debbie show earlier, and you know, I said, you know, I have to finish one thing with my kid, so I'm going to be gone for 20 minutes. So just know I'm going to be gone for 20 minutes. And the show just completely went to a lull. No. And then I came back, and all of a sudden it was this firestorm again. I haven't done anything. What is it about me? Why is it that people like to think I'm some kind of target? I don't get that at all. Do you?
Because you take yourself too seriously.
As in egotistically, or that I take...
No, you just take
your...
Yeah, I guess. I guess if you break it down psychologically, sure. Yeah. Let's take a call. Let's see who this person is and what they want. Area code 904, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Yo, how you doing, Vince?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a little question for this anonymous fucker. I want to know why he's trolling on your show asking about magnets.
I don't know. He's not here.
No, he's in the chat room sitting here trying to spam everybody. And, this is not like a...
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Jesus Christ. Go to bed. Area code 402. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, can I ask you a question, please?
Yeah, sure. What's the question?
Fuck you!
That wasn't a question. That was more of a statement, don't you think?
Wrong category. Dalton thought that was funny.
I've actually had a friend, when he wants to tell me something, he'll usually say, can I ask you a question? And I'll be like, yeah. He'll be like, did you know that, or I mean, he won't say, did you know, for say, but he'll say, like, the police called so-and-so yesterday, and he won't add a question to it, and I'll be like, you're telling me a statement, you're telling me something, you're not asking me something, and he'll be like, oh.
He should be working for Joe Biden.
Yeah. Anybody can work. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's take another call here. Area code 659, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Over here, my time is afternoon. So
yeah.
I catch your show whenever I'm, at home and using the internet. So
uh-huh.
I don't understand why Debbie and your show have so many trolls. I just want to say I'm not trolling you. I just want to say that I support you in your show and hopefully can keep your show going despite the trolls.
Oh, I don't care. I love the trolls. I think they're fun. They're fun. I like them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Since you're okay with it, yeah.
Can I ask
But I just want to say I have... Sorry?
Go ahead.
The trolls might be there, but it's just all BTR shows, I'm sure, wherever show you try to find, is going to have a troll.
Oh, okay.
They're actually a natural byproduct of internet broadcasting.
Oh, I see. Okay. But I just want to say I support your show, and I'm calling from Southeast Asia.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Wow.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's why it's afternoon here. It's now 3:44 p.m. Monday afternoon.
That's amazing. So where are you in Asia again, exactly?
Singapore.
Singapore. So how are things now going in that region post-tsunami, post-earthquakes, post-reactor? How's it going out there?
In Japan, and initially people in Singapore don't dare eat food that don't dare go to Japanese restaurant to eat, don't dare go to Japan to tour, but now people dare to eat food from Japan restaurant because Japanese restaurants say that they do not import food from Japan but from other countries. So basically over here in this country there's no earthquake, there's no four season, there's no tornadoes, nothing.
Yeah, but I mean just overall, like as far as like, you know, the economy, commerce, just overall confidence in sentiment? Are people kind of going like life is normal, life as usual, or is there like
Yes. People over here just go on life as usual, life as normal. They just don't care much because Japan is another part of the world, and we are on this part of the world where we are not bothered by earthquake or things like that, so nobody's afraid, except they don't dare eat anything from Japan or even from Spain because of the E. coli.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gnarly.
Yeah. It's yeah, crazy. Okay. I'll be in the chat room. I'm a guest listening.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All
okay,
right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, she's kind of hot. I'm going to...
Yeah.
You know what? When the show's over, I'm going to go back in the archives and make a little clip of that. I'm going to fap feverishly to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Suddenly, I have a whole chat board full of callers. Oh, geez. I wonder who these folks could be. Area code 402, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, sorry for yelling and saying fuck you. I'm sorry. You hate me?
No, I don't hate you.
Okay.
Why would I hate you?
I don't even. But yeah, okay. Well, can I tell you something cool?
Please, tell me.
I am in a tornado warning right now, and I ain't even mad, so. I am literally sitting right next to a window upstairs, and it's, like, super windy, and there's hail everywhere.
Where are you?
Nebraska.
You know what? One of my favorite shows to watch on TV, when I used to watch TV, was that show Storm Chasers. You ever see that show?
Yeah, that shit is cash, man.
That is the coolest show ever. There's this one guy. These guys they spend their whole storm. It's storm season is something like, I think it's like April through maybe through the end of summer or something like that. Whatever. They spend the whole entire season chasing storms around the Midwest, and this one dude literally turned his car into a tank that he can anchor down in the middle of a road, and his dream is to anchor down this car. And he's built into this tank/car. It's totally armored, and it's got this little canopy in the top, and it's kind of...
Does it have a dildo?
And it does have a dildo in it, and the dildo...
Yeah.
The dildo is attached to an IMAX camera rig that he uses, and his dream is to just anchor this thing down and have a tornado go straight over his vehicle while he films it in IMAX. And so he's part of this storm chasers. Yeah, he's part of the Storm Chasers show. Forget about it. All right. So a caller, have you gotten that close to a tornado?
Well, I personally haven't, but my mom, she lived in Grand Island, and on Night of the Twister, she lived through two tornadoes, and her house actually got destroyed, but, like, she lived, and she saw a tornado blow up a house, so yeah.
Sweet.
And she also saw a dildo.
Mm-hmm. That's it? She just saw a dildo? She didn't do anything with it?
No, she thought it was like debris from the...
Well, technically it is debris.
Yeah, and there was like...
Are you calling from another... another planet? It seems we have some sort of delay. Are you? I don't know, engineer. Are we having? Do we have a delay or something? Are you on some? Are you calling from another region of the planet? Because I think we're having a delay. Either that, or you're taking these really pregnant pauses. Does it take you a little while to process the information that I'm sending to you when we're having this conversation here? Is that why there's such a long pause?
No, I'm actually calling from Skype, and it's, yeah.
Okay, maybe we just have a weird, yeah. That's funny, though. It doesn't happen like that with the other Skype callers. And
yeah, my Skype's a dildo, sorry.
Yeah. You're fascinated with the dildo, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your word. Okay, so I'm just going to call you Dildo. And Dildo, you're gonna hang out right there while I take a few more calls here. In fact, the beauty of the new Blog Talk is not only can I, not only does it automatically screen cap and log all these phone numbers, it also allows me to label them, and I can change his 402 area code number to Dildo. And save that, and there I know I have Dildo right on the board.
Can you even change my number to my...
I can, yeah. In fact, I'll do that. Thank you for Dalton. Dalton, I labeled yours Dalton, and I have Kishu on the board, and I'll label her Kishu. And who else is on the board? Melissa's still here. I'll put Melissa... And, all right, we have a few more callers here. Let's go to area code 503. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is a magnet.
You're a magnet?
I'm a magnet. There's been a lot of questions about how I work, how I do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do
you care to make a statement on that right now?
Well, as a magnet, I can tell you that I work very hard for the things that I get, okay? I have a certain attraction for paper clips, cans, small things of a metal nature, like Danzig. He was a small thing of a metal nature. I'm attractive to him. And all this shit talking about magnets, I don't think it belongs on Blog Talk. I don't think that Blog Talk is ready for magnet shit talking. Who am I? Melissa? I didn't kill my mom. I love my children. They're little magnets. They're very attractive to me. In fact, we stick together like magnets do. So if you're thinking about shit-talking magnets anymore, especially you dildo freaks out there in Nebraska, just shove it. Or I'm coming for you. I'm coming to Nebraska, and we'll see how magnets work. You know how magnets work? They get inside your head, and then they fuck your shit up. That's all I have to say.
There you go. That's a direct statement, an exclusive from magnets or magnet. I forgot if it was magnet or magnets, plural, whatever. An official statement. So if there were any questions about magnets, they've been answered right there. So I anybody else that brings up any other magnet related items will just be thrown into the trash bin. Appreciate that call. Let's go on to area code 727. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Am I
Hello.
On the air?
Hello. You're on the air.
Fuck.
Okay.
That dude was on hold for like 5 or 6 minutes. All right. Let's see. Area code, blocked number here. Area code 200. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh,
hello?
Hey. Shit. Yeah, I'm actually making I'm in the middle of making a beat. I'm looking for some sad violin music for the beat I'm throwing down. And then over that, I'm going to be throwing Melissa Hopkins clips over it. So I'm probably going to be collaborating with Dick Burns a little bit and see what he can throw down. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. I'll shoot it to you, and, yeah, we'll have some new material.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for the call, Wild Goose. Wild Goose in the building. Here we go. Area code 904, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
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 Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Shit, hello?
Shit, hello?
Hello? Am
am I on the
shit, hello? Are you on the air?
You are on the air, and you should probably be sleeping.
Yo, am I on the air?
Yo,
yes,
you're
on the
air, bro.
Yo. Go back to your bed.
Fuck,
you're on the air, bro. Ooh.
That was zero. That was zero out of 10, as they say. Zero. That was nothing. He had nothing. Zero. Seriously, bro. You're next call. You're on the air. What's up? Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Hello. Area code 200, blocked number. All right.
Hello.
Never mind. Okay, let's check back in with Dildo. Dildo, what's up, bro?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You don't need to yell.
Oh, my microphone was just too close. I'm sorry.
See, that's the beauty of the microphone technology is what that microphone does is it amplifies your voice and makes it it travels through the little receptors there and goes through the airwaves and the internet and all of that and
yeah.
We can hear it. It amplifies it out to the world, so you don't have to yell. That's the whole point of it is you don't have to yell. You don't have to. We don't have to use the old tin cans with the fishing line or whatever. You know, it's technology. Get Dildo, next time I come back to you, you should be ready. I already got other calls, so you're back on hold. Area code 601. You're on the air. What's up, caller?
Hey, Vince.
Hey, who's
Kyoto.
That? Oh, Kyoto. What's up, bro?
I was calling to explain how magnets work.
Oh, we had it. We already had it explained to it. We had a representative from Magnets break it down for us. I don't know if you heard that caller, but
he's been deceived. He's been deceived.
Okay, well,
he's
set us straight.
First. You know, I think people would be interested to know that Marie Curie, a female French chemist and scientist, who used to carry radioactive material around in her pockets and little use them as flashlights, actually discovered how magnets work. So you heat a ferromagnetic material up to what's called a Curie temperature or Curie point. And then it will take on the prevailing polarization of the magnetic field surrounding the Earth at that given moment, right? That's called Curie's Law. That's how, when you go to the mid-oceanic.
Okay, he's in the green room now. Let's take another call here. Area code 200,
yes.
You're on the air. What's up?
I'm at the fence. My
what, Kishu? I hear you.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to
see. Everybody's hot. Dalton's hot. Melissa's hot. Let's see, area code 200, you're on the air. No? Okay, you can go in the green room with Kyoto. And all right, we got to wrap this up here. I want to thank everybody for joining me here on the program. It was a fantastical show, mega show. And shouts out to everybody in the chat room who stuck it out here to the end. Alcoholic, Anonymous, Beach Bum 55, Come Hither, Dildo Girl. I wonder who that could be. Dr. Herpington, Donnie C., Jay Mackin, John Brand, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Arbanos, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs, The Stand, Three Abu, Tolerant Nigger, and Wild Goose. Shouts to all of you for coming through tonight. It was a pleasuring you. I hope you will join me again soon. I see everybody holding on the line. If you want to hang on, we will go into overtime. But I have to say goodbye and goodnight to everybody on the air. We're going to wrap it up here. Check me out on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, yeah, I will give you up-to-date scoop-a-dupes on what's going on. on what's going down in the Bay. And until next time, which will probably be tomorrow night-ish, I'm Vince in the Bay. Ciao. And we're clear. We're into the overtime period. And I'm going to play a little song, and I'll be right back. Stick tight, kids. We'll take your calls. Be patient. Dildo, get your dildo out of your ass and get it ready to talk, bro. And by dildo, I mean your microphone.
That's life, it happens. Woke up on the dark side of my mattress. I guess I forgot to set my clock. Overslept, almost lost the job. Been to top it off, I'm kinda hungry. But can't eat till I find my money. It's in my wallet, but my wallet ain't in my pocket. Can't remember the last time I saw it. And they don't want me in a bad mood. Afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude. They got them all singing the same tune. Thinking I should go and start a fire in the break room. Co-workers make me sick. And the manager really ain't shit. But I can't quit, so I'm hiding in the basement. Holding on to my face like fuck this place. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Hell no, I ain't going to school. The teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids mess with each other, always, all day. Class warfare, up and down the hallways. And if you ain't popular, nobody talks to you unless they mocking you. Not even the bus driver or the hall monitor. I might as well climb inside my locker, huh? It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody wanna trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warden, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Can't dance with an upset stomach. The overdraft notices just kept coming. Somebody broke into the porch and stole a chair. Top of your head stopped growing hair. Broken glass, computer crash. The car won't start and the tires went flat. Dog got loose, brought back a dead cat. Daughter found it and had a panic attack. Plus you ain't had sex in how long? Afraid to admit that the fire's all gone. The better half is talking about separate. You wish you could take it back to yesterday. You're not alone, it's hard as hell. But don't waste no time feeling sorry for self. We'll be right here with you through your war. Cause you're the one that we make this music for. Now turn it up. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
Broadcast. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Hey. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm still doing the show. Fuck. Kishu's here. Kishu.
Yes.
What'd it do?
I fucked it up, Vince. But you said 30 minutes, so 30 minutes is over.
30 minutes? What do you mean? What? Huh?
I'm talking in a Russian accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's over. Yeah, you don't... Yeah, we're not alive anymore. This is... Oh, I mean, we're still live. We're still alive. But we're in the archives now. And Dildo, you're still here. Dildo, what's going on, bro? You got things worked out over there?
Yeah. Microphone's
cool.
No longer in my ass. Don't worry.
Sweet, bro. Good to know. Good to know. And Jesus, man. Isn't that past your bedtime?
No, I'm 19.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
You're 19. Wait, are you a girl or are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl.
Oh, you're a girl. Dildo's a girl?
Yeah, dude. It's been a girl the whole time.
Are you shitting me? I thought this whole time Dildo was like a 16-year-old kid, like boy.
No, I have a vagina.
Are you serious? This whole time I thought you were a dude.
Yeah, I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good.
Huh. Well, I guess all the jokes I made about you still kind of apply.
Yeah.
Okay. And more or less transfer over, no problem. Yeah, okay. So I'm okay then. I could have just pretended like I didn't even realize it, that I knew the whole time. You know what? You get extra propers from me, Dildo, knowing that. You know, I feel relieved knowing that you're a 19-year-old.
Now that you know that it's a 19-year-old girl, you can flirt with her.
Now that I know you're a 19-year-old girl and not a 14-year-old boy, I suddenly feel at ease, and I'm sorry if I was rude or brash with you earlier, but I thought you were one of these little 14-year-old internet buttstalker kids.
No, okay. I'm not some little kid who just heard about trolling and just goes around and starts being a faggot and doesn't even do it right. So there you go.
Sweet. Well, you're welcome on the show anytime. And we're just going to keep going here. There's a couple people that are still waiting to come on to the show. Let's try
this. Hey, can I say something real quick?
Oh, yeah, for sure. What's up?
I like dildos.
I noticed this about you. You should, yeah, you and Kishu should talk. Seriously, Kishu is a big fan of dildos as well.
Hey, Kishu, you want to share my double-headed dildo?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
That'd be so fucking... Can I videotape that? I'll videotape.
You know what? Get your ass over here and we'll do it.
Oh, yeah. Where are you at, baby?
Nebraska.
Oh, so far. It's so far.
I'll buy you a magic carpet, don't worry.
Oh, there you go. See, she's all about
getting
the subsidized traveling. She's going to D.C. this week. She can go to Nebraska next week.
If you could give me a TARDIS instead of a magic carpet, that would be very much appreciated.
Okay. In the it's going to have a dildo built into it, so you'll know it's for me.
Hell yes.
Yep.
All right, let's take another call. Let's take another caller here. We got a few people that held over into the overtime here to talk. Area code 200. You're on the air. Our blocked caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. Your hand is up. Okay, maybe not. There's another caller here from area code 601. Hello, area code 601. What's up? Hang on. There we go. Whoa. Where'd 601 go? Oh, they hung up. Oh, interesting.
Do
maybe they didn't
have
want to come on.
Up?
Yeah, the person's hand was up. I'm pressing people. Ooh, maybe these people just, they don't realize.
That we're in overtime.
That's what it is. No. I think these might be newbies that just are listening, and they pressed one and didn't mean to. Or they did, but they didn't realize that means that, all right, whatever, fuck them. It is what it is. So, Dildo, have you ever been on any other Blog Talk Radio shows, or are you new to BTR? I'm not familiar with your work.
I actually used to have my own show, and it was it was supposed to be like this spiritual guide type thing. But I would basically just tell everyone that they're making a sandwich shop and they're giving it to everyone, so there you go. Or they eat fried chicken all the time, one of the two. But then I had to delete it because I ran out of money to support it because I was in college. And I'm on summer vacation right now, which is cool. So I just had to delete my account.
What was the name of your show?
I actually don't remember the name, but I remember...
Wait, you did a show and you don't remember the name of your show. That's impossible.
No, because this was like half a year ago.
6 months ago.
Six months ago.
You did a show 6 months ago. Don't remember the name of it. I find that hard to believe.
Well, it was like... I think it was something like...
I did a show a year ago. I used to call it The Re-Up. I don't do it anymore. It's gone. It's in the dustbin. It's done. It's over. I did it over a year ago. I remember that.
Okay, well, I think it was called something like Noel Psychic... show or something like that. Noel Psychic Readings, I think that's what it was.
Noel. That's an interesting name.
Yep. And if you're wondering, yeah, I was born near Christmas, so there you go.
There it is.
But yeah, and my username used to be Albion's Hero 1, and I basically was just an asshole to everyone.
Why are you being so nice to me?
I don't know. Does I feel like it? I don't know. I don't really feel like it's in a trolling mood at the moment.
Yeah.
I think it's because my dog died.
Vince in the Bay, you know, the thing about it is Vince in the Bay, his voice is so soothing. And he just, you know, like, I originally called him to troll into him, like, months ago. And now I've just become, like, his best friend and lover. Yeah. Anyways, I went and saw him in San Francisco, and he's just like one of those people where, like, you call in a troll, and then you just fall in love with him.
Yeah, some people, I get trolled pretty hard, though. I've gotten raided a couple of times, and what's cool about the raids, though, is I think they're fun. I to me, it's just all, like, improv comedy, as far as I'm concerned.
That's pretty epic.
And but I think in the midst of all these raids, I think there are some of these trolls come for the troll and stay for the show. And I think for every 100 trolls I get, I probably get 2 or 3 new listeners. That's cool.
I'm a new listener, so you're lucky.
I feel privileged and honored that you've joined me here, and you're welcome back anytime. You're quite a sport, especially considering I basically insulted you on air by thinking you were a 14-year-old boy.
It's all good.
But you obviously have thick skin, which is good. There are some people that are really good at dishing it out but can't take it, and you didn't get very butthurt at all about that, so it's a point in your favor.
Well, so,
Vince.
Yeah, what's up, Dalton?
I just wanted to tell you, from now on and for a while, I'll only be able to be on your show on Sundays.
Why?
Because of my schedule.
Yeah, okay, cool, man. Well, you know what? You don't, you know, you're welcome here whenever you can make it. Like, I think you're a great, you add a lot to the proceedings here, and whenever you can fit it in, make it happen, Captain.
Hey, Dalton.
Yes.
If I give you a dildo, will you stay on the show, like, more than Sundays?
If you did what?
If I give you a dildo that has been handcrafted into it that says Dalton, will you stay?
What if
will you use it on your girlfriend, Dalton?
What if she takes that? How about this, Dalton? What if she takes that handcrafted dildo that says your name on it and shoves it in and out of her hot, wet snatch, harder and harder and faster while she races over?
Why are you saying this?
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Why? What did you want to say?
No, I just said, do I get a say in this?
You want to help narrate your dildo action with your Dalton dildo?
Sure, why not?
Please do. Indulge us, dildo.
Okay, Dalton, if I am going to make a dildo out of hard plastic, and I'm going to carve into it Dalton, and then I'm going to shove it up my ass, and then I'm going to shove it up your ass, and you're going to shove it up Vince's ass. Then you're going to stay here.
Oh, it's so hot. Oh, my God. I'm going to start fapping right now, I think.
Dalton,
oh,
if you do that, will you stay here?
Like I said, it's just from the reason why I can only be on Sundays now is because I don't know if you were listening to the previous shows, but I do volunteer work.
Well, I volunteer to give you a dildo, so you have to volunteer to stay.
I'll tell you what, Dalton. All you have to do is say, I will take that into consideration and get back to you.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll take it into consideration.
See, there you
go.
You're not committing either way. You're just, you know, you'll think about it. We have somebody here that decided they want to join the conversation. A blocked caller, 111, you're on the air. What's up?
Hello, Vince.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Do you like black people?
Do I like black people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like black people a lot, yes. I like a lot of black people, I think is the correct answer, or the ideal answer I'm going for there. Why do you ask?
Because
I was listening earlier, and I heard a whole bunch of nigger.
It's called nigger bombing. We do it all the time. Vince doesn't do it all the time. But it's all about shock value, and you know.
I was really interrupted, Vince.
Yeah.
I was just hearing a bunch of that, and you know, I was kind of confused. I didn't know you.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I didn't know if you like black people.
I have no problem with black people in general. No problem at all. If you hear anything shocking like that on here, it's just that. It's somebody calling in or saying it for sheer shock value. And I don't think it should be taken any more or less serious than the N-word being used in, say, some hip-hop song. It's being used for the same effect, just by a white person instead of a black person.
No, because it's not the same word.
Hmm?
Words we use end it with an R, an E-R. The word you hear in a hip-hop song does not end
uh-huh.
in an E-R.
Okay.
Not the same one.
All right. Yeah, again. All right. Okay. I see what you're saying. And yeah, I'm not going to argue that with you at all. Like, yes, they are technically saying nigger. Yes, they are saying nigger, and I was making reference to nigga, but nigga is short for what? Nigger, right? It's sort of like they're taking over the word. They took a word that was originally a derogatory term, and they flipped it, and they repossessed it. And I have to give props to the wordsmiths or the writers or whoever they were, whoever they are, for doing that. And I think that's a great example of how, and hip hop culture in general, I think, did a great job of. Taking the English language and flipping it on its head. And I think I think hip hop with the black rappers, and just black folks in general, taking that word and desensitizing it by owning it themselves. And I think you see that the homosexual community does it as well. What's up?
Let's go to the middle of the conversation for a second. Okay, now let's do this again. It's not the same word. They end differently. It's not the same word.
All right. Then let's try this over again. Forget what I. Let's scratch out that answer. Ask me the question again, and let's see if I can get this right the second time.
No, you answered that question, but when you start going into a different. Into the whole little explanation of hip hop, as far as I'm concerned, that was a little bit irrelevant, considering the fact that that word is not a word that just came into existence because of hip hop, nor is any word that they use in hip hop. It's not one word that they use in hip hop that didn't come from black people. It wasn't being used or said. Outside of, in an urban area until hip-hop, not even bling-bling. Bling-bling was the bling-bling before BG said it. Even though Lil Wayne gets credit for it, it was BG. Bling was bling before BG. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, cool. I'm going back on mute now.
No, don't go away. I think
I'm at work. I'm at work.
What's that?
I said I gotta get back to work.
Oh, you're at work. Oh, okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the input, and I will take it in consideration. It's unfortunate that in many ways when you have a free speech zone, it's it's inevitable that somebody is going to be offended or take something wrong the wrong way. Now, I'm not saying she was offended necessarily, but she obviously took she didn't like the N-word being used so flippantly, I guess, nonchalantly. But I think Kishu hit it on the head, though. It's just being used for sheer shock value. And Kishu is not using that word. When she uses it, she's using it for shock value. She uses it not just on the internet. She uses it on the street in people's faces. And I don't think she's racist. I don't think she's trying to be malicious towards black people. I think it's more, if anything, it's targeted to anybody, I would say it has to be targeted towards the bleeding heart, liberal, white cracker, white folks. Those people. That's if I were to use that word. Now, I used it a minute ago just for demonstrational purposes. But if you listen back to my shows, I that's one of the words I try to avoid. There's a lot of words that I just think are just nasty. They just don't sound nice. And, you know, obviously they have it's a loaded word. It's got a history behind it. But it exists. It's just a word, whatever. I don't want to get into some big semantic discussion and everything and all that. But let me put Kishu back on and let Kishu defend herself, or at least defend the position of using that word, or the N-bomb, as she said it. Kishu, are you still there?
Not because I want to be.
Oh. Well,
I'm just annoyed, honestly. No. Shut up. I'm annoyed. The bitch was annoying, and, you know, whatever. I did want to explain myself. I mean, fucking, I can use whatever word I want, you know? I mean, you could think I'm racist, you could think what the fuck ever, you know what I mean? But it's definitely about freedom of speech, and,
And speaking of freedom of speech, your freedom of speech just ran out, Kishu. The NSA or the FBI, whoever, just caught wind of your the mind police came for you, Kishu. You're gone. No, seriously, she's gone. Her phone died, as it's prone to do. But whatever. I'm sorry that the caller was offended or in any way, shape, or form. I don't know if you noticed the category of my show. It's comedy. We're trying to be funny here. Going for shock value is part of the process in some instances. And when you're dealing with that type of material, it's hit and miss, and when you miss, it can be bad. And that's how comedy is. Ask Tracy Morgan. You're throwing spaghetti at the wall, and sometimes something sticks, and it's funny. And when it doesn't stick, it's ugly. I'm surprised that was the one thing that anybody wanted to call into question the whole night. I mean, Jesus, we were talking about dildos. I mean, you're a female caller, the black caller.
Yeah.
You're a female, right? Were you offended as a female to any of the dildo? I mean, I have a caller here that I named Dildo, and she calls. She's been asking people about.
I wasn't offended when you said the N-word. You just made that up.
I just asked you if you like black people.
Okay. I love black people. I really do. That was the question. You're right. You're absolutely right. That was the question. I love black people, and I have made love to quite a few ladies of the African persuasion, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I never was offended. I just actually like black people.
I do. I love black women, especially. Yeah, you're right. I took the whole thing in a completely different direction. It didn't have to go in. All I could have just said was, yes, I love black people.
Yeah, really. Because when you start explaining the word, that's when it got a little different. And
yeah, no, that's my bad. See, that's
this or not. Black people never call each other niggers. They never do that.
Yeah,
and
true,
if
true.
You go back and you listen to your archive,
yeah,
you can see where you and your friends, where you were putting an emphasis on the ending of the word.
Uh-huh.
You knew what you were doing. And if you're doing it, the shock value, whatever, it's your show. I don't have to listen to your show.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I would
yeah.
never tell you what to do on your show or be offended by what you do. I just
oh, cool. Good. Awesome. Again, look at me. You know, I got off on the wrong foot with you and Dildo. And so what's your name or what can I call you?
Jackie.
Who?
Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. Okay. Oh, yeah. Jackie. That's a good one. It's a nice, juicy name. I like that.
That's my name.
Cool. So, how did you find out about my show, if you don't mind me asking?
We're Facebook friends.
Facebook friends?
Yeah.
Me?
Who are you?
That's funny because I'm not on Facebook.
You're not on Facebook?
No, I haven't been on Facebook for a month.
Well, when you were on Facebook.
We were on Facebook. We were friends on Facebook, but not anymore. Are you on Twitter now?
Nope.
Oh, my God. You got to find me on Twitter, dude. Seriously.
I don't do Twitter. I'm not a follower.
Or do you do...
Hey, Rachel is here, but I don't think Mark Teller is here yet.
What?
What do you want me to tell me?
I didn't hear what you said. What? Oh, I think she said she had to go back on mute. My bad. She said she was working. She said she was at work. So I think it's kind of like when you have Cowpote on, and Cowpote's like doing the shuttle. And he's like, gotta go, Vince. Bye. And he just boom, he just goes away out of nowhere, because somebody called the shuttle to pick him up at the airport. I don't know. This is getting old really fast here, folks. I'm starting to fade here, so I think it's about time to wrap things up. So let's go around the horn one more time, and I'll call it a night. You know, it was bad enough that I did the overtime and went on that weird tangent there that it turns out I'd never had to go on. I'm glad that we're all good with Jackie. Jackie, I'm starting to get a better picture of who you are. I'm not sure exactly. I do have a couple of friends from Facebook that I'm trying to visualize named Jackie, and I'm not placing it, but it's late, I'm tired, and I'll figure it out later, but whatever. So before we sign off here officially, Dalton, anything you'd like to say?
Dad, I really enjoyed your show, and I'm sorry that I can't be on every other day.
Oh, it's all good, bro. Once a week is great. I think that's perfect. You know, you don't want to oversaturate the market. You want people kind of hungry for more, you know?
Yeah, like Debbie's show, like I can do anytime she's on, but you're since the hours on. I can only be once a week.
All right, dude. Cool. Melissa Hopkins, you're still here. Technically, are you able to say anything in closing? Or not. Very well then. So that leaves us with Dildo, honey. I'm so you're my new favorite BTR lover here. Hopefully.
Oh yeah.
Anything you'd like to add before we close down the shop here?
Are you gonna be on tomorrow?
What's tomorrow, Monday? Yeah, I'll be on tomorrow night, yes.
Okay. Well, because I'll see you tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Come through.
And can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My ferret just bit my finger and I'm bleeding. Just thought you should know.
Why don't you get a dildo and take care of that?
No, I am. I'm going to go smack a dildo against his face, goddammit.
That'll do it.
Teach him not to bite me.
Yeah. All right, we got one more caller here. Area code 200. Caller, you're on the air. Do you want to say anything? Or not? Okay. And then Jackie. Let's check in with Jackie real quick. Jackie, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, baby. Anything you want to say before we sign off here?
I sent you a Facebook picture of my butt.
You sent me a Facebook picture of your butt right now or in the past?
In the past. A long time ago.
Really?
Actually, I think that was my Facebook picture, profile picture when when we hooked up on Facebook, but that picture is no longer up.
Wow. I can't believe that.
I heard what? You say you couldn't remember who I was. I thought that would help you remember.
Man. Oh. I'm sure if I saw it, I would remember, but I don't know. It's late. I'm really tired, and my brain is hardly even functioning. Not that it functions very well to begin with, but... Yeah, it's just not ringing a bell, but it's all good. It'll come to me, but I'm glad you came through to the show, and I hope you'll come back again soon. And I'm sorry we got off on such a weird first impression there, but I'm glad we straightened it all out.
Oh, that was you. That wasn't me.
That's all good. Oh, you have a cute little laugh. Wow.
Yeah.
Ah.
I appreciate that shot, Stallion. Or yeah, whatever you thought it.
Yeah.
I all did right.
Cool. Oh, you're on Skype. I can. Or who's on Skype? Somebody just got Skyped.
Me.
Dildo, you're on Skype?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to add me on Skype, dude.
What's your Skype, yo?
You ready?
Yeah, wait, just let me get to the contact screen.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
V as in Vince.
Okay.
T as in Tom.
Okay.
O as in October.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
E is in Ecuador.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Vince in the Bay. Oh, yeah.
That should be six characters. And, I just doxed myself on the air, kids. If you want to add Vince in the Bay, that's how you do it.
I just added you. Accept it, bitch.
Sweet. I'm going to accept that shit right now and get the fuck out. I'm going to step out and go chit-chat on Skype with Dildo. And until next time, I'm Vince in the Bay. Peace out. It, kids. Go away. Leave me the fuck alone. Unless you have big boobs or a nice little butt, then in that case, stick around.